Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And welcome back. Hour number two coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us again is Rob Morse. How goes it?
Bill, I'm still mad at the media. I want to take one final swipe and hopefully I'll feel better and be able to talk about new things. They cover stories about women who've been abused. I mean, for good reason. You and I just, it tears us up to read it. Can't flip the page. We'll hang through the commercial to see that story on the news. But the fact that they say, oh, if we make you wait 10 days, then you won't have a crime of passion. What about the person who needs a gun now? Sometimes self-defense is urgent.
Like Carol Bowen?
Like Carol Bowen. Yes, she waited 45 days to get her permit to buy a gun from the New Jersey police in her town. And yeah, it was supposed to take 30 days. She was murdered after a month and a half, and they had no intention to process it, if ever. What she even knew was that she was murdered on her driveway and she wouldn't have been allowed to carry in her car. But there are tens of millions of us, they say, who face domestic abuse every year. Well, wait a minute. They need a gun right now. And furthermore, if you and I become a criminal, if we give our gun to the young lady next door that we've known all of her life, and she has suddenly says, hey, Bill, hey, Rob, I got a stalker or an ex-boyfriend who's a big problem. I filed a restraining order. Can I borrow a gun? Because I don't think I can wait. You know, I can leave the state and become a fugitive, but I've got a job here, relative, friends, kids. What? She's going to become a felon if we give her a gun. We're going to become a criminal if we let her defend herself, perhaps? That's stories from another planet. That's for people that don't live here and now. Our journalists, Bill, you work at major media. Are those people from another planet that don't understand the way most of us live?
Yes. Well, I don't know that they don't understand it. I think what it boils down to is that I think that they think that we are bumpkins.
Ah. So there should be an exception for them, but we're not smart enough to defend ourselves. Therefore, we need constraints that they wouldn't. Wow.
Yeah, they fully understand that. They fully understand the utility of guns. They just don't think that regular people should have them. Don't you think?
Well, let's look here. Our friends at the Second Amendment Association, Second Amendment Foundation, sued Illinois again this week. I don't know how many lawsuits they have stacked on Illinois because the state is saying, oh, it's still COVID outside, so we can't give you the permits that we require you to get to even touch ammunition. And you have to renew these too, right? So it's not like, oh, if you had one once, you're good for a lifetime or until, you know, oh, you become a criminal, we'll come and ask for it back. So anybody who wants to become a gun owner has to get a FOID card, and then their concealed carry application, all that goes to the Illinois State Police, and they're basically not processing them? Wow. So now SAF said, here, we're suing this director of the Illinois State Police, one Brendan Kelly, and the chief of the Firearms Services Bureau, one Gerard Ibrigensen, in their official capacity saying, you guys took the check. Here's what the law says you have to do. You're not doing it. We want you held in contempt, you removed from office, you found guilty. Wow. Wow. That's a big deal. I mean, this is in a city, this is a city where we read it about it every day. What were there? 600, over 600, attacks in that city. I'm looking for the number right now. I read about it every day that there's, oh, another 60 people shot in Chicago over the weekend. Wow. And yet, no, unless you've already got one, you can't get a firearm because we won't process the applications.
Right. Right, right, right.
Wow. So does it, now here, that's, maybe this is introducing politics where it doesn't belong. We need energy in this country. Out west, about half of the lands are owned by the federal government, and the Fed said, we're not going to process your applications to look for energy. Or if you need to update your permit that says, oh, we found some oil here, you let us explore, now we want to put in a production well. No, we're just not going to process any of that. I'm going, I think giving the feds power and then trusting them to use it in a straightforward way, we're learning that that's no longer a good assumption. Wow. The next thing that comes to mind, Bill, did you see where New York was going to require firearms owners insurance if you want a carry permit?
Well, that's something they're proposing, right?
Right.
That's something a politician has promoted. Now, I'm sure Cuomo will go for that. But, I mean, right. He's gone for a bunch of stuff before that had to be slapped back. You know?
Well,
so,
unlike Pennsylvania, New York is Democrat dominated, you know.
Yeah.
It's basically run by, now, if they ever come up with decent rules that will let counties secede, greater Pennsylvania will extend, you know, right up to the Hudson, I think. So there's one party government. I think they might pass it. This is just, you know, this is the same state where the attorney general wanted to sue, in fact, did sue the National Rifle Association when the NRA offered insurance for legal services. That was called murder insurance.
Right.
And now the same legislature is going to turn around and say, yeah, you need.
Well, who sells that?
Dollars of, what?
Who sells liability insurance for carrying a gun?
Well, state by state, nobody. What I assume is they're saying that if you act in a illegitimate manner, this would cover your negligence. Whereas previous policies had always covered if you were non-negligent, this would protect you, help you pay for a legal defense. And what I would like to see is, great, are you going to do that for all of your law enforcement officers as well and remove civil immunity?
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back. Talking to Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Voice. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Still speaking with Rob Morse because, we didn't get Rob at all last week. Where did you go last week?
I was scheduled to be underwater last week, and I got...
Yeah?
I packed for the trip, and my dive buddy canceled on me. So I ended up staying home for part of it. I didn't make the whole trip.
So...
Pooh.
You just came off of... So let me get this right. So you've been through how many hurricanes this year?
Two hurricanes.
And the big deep freeze of 2021 in the south. The big southern deep freeze of 2021. And then 2 weeks later, you're going scuba diving.
I was trying to get into some warm water, yeah.
Living in the south is an adventure, isn't it? You can have all four seasons in a week. It's...
Yeah, we went from below freezing. A week later, we had the air conditioning on. No, 10 days. So just talking about the weather, just wait. It'll change. A little bit like our laws.
Well, here's tell me what you want to tell me, but I've got certain feelings about the laws. I'm wanting to spit out, but please tell me.
Okay, go. I want to hear it.
We don't need any more. They need to enforce the ones we've got. It's already illegal to kill people. Enough said.
Right.
It's already, they've got machine guns are basically outlawed unless you want to go out and buy an antique that was made prior to 1986 that has probably been fired so many times that it's probably about to come apart. Or a suppressor, which you can buy at Ace Hardware in England. Or a short-barreled rifle, which makes no sense at all. And then those things are the registered things. And everything else out there that they want to try to control is rendered moot simply because of 3D printing and, 80% lowers. I mean, there is no way to control guns. They can't control guns. We know they can't control guns. I wonder if they don't know that. Do you think maybe they don't?
I think they know it. I think they're posturing for the media. Bill, half of adults have a gun. Wow. There are 230 million adults in the United States. There are over 100 million gun owners. We have 400 million firearms. There are more concealed carriers by, I think, a factor of six than military and law enforcement in the United States combined.
Yep.
So they can't push us to do anything. They've got to try and talk us into it, try and shame us into it, try and boil the frog slowly.
Yeah. Well, they can only...
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, they can only get that which we give them. They can't take nothing.
Right. Right.
I remember
when
Eric Swalwell was being interviewed by Tucker Carlson, and he was talking about he wanted to ban AR-15s and confiscate AR-15s, and Tucker Carlson was saying, well, people that own guns are the most law-abiding people. When Tucker Carlson pointed out, you don't think that would start a civil war, Eric Swalwell looks at it and goes, well, you just said they're the most law-abiding. So they're like counting on this,
right,
the goodness, which is, it's them counting on that.
Right.
That's sort of a face that I wish more people had seen that. Wish more people had seen that particular interview.
Well, in Connecticut, when they said, we're not going to confiscate your modern sporting rifles. You just need to register them. And 3% of law enforcement officers did that. The other 97% said, you don't need to know. Go away. I may not be a cop forever. Yeah. So we've seen that effect over and over. Connecticut, New York with the SAFE Act, the turn-ins for, quote, high-capacity magazines in Santa Clara County in California, none were turned in. Same thing we saw in New Jersey when they did it there. But there is some good news. Now, you know how they have show bills? I supported gun control, blah, 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 or I supported national concealed carry, except when you controlled the Congress and it might pass. There's a bill in Wyoming, I misread, that would repeal most gun-free zones. So you'd be able to carry in government buildings, including the Capitol and the legislature, where the legislature meets, into school buildings, colleges, universities. Now, the exception, and I think there should be an exception. If a business owner wants to say, you can't carry your gun here, you can still say that. The bill is mute about who then is liable for my protection if you disarm me. An odd quirk about this bill, it says private citizens could carry a gun into a school. You know, hi, you can have your gun in your car as you go pick up your kid. But the school could still disarm its employees. I guess that's an employer-employee relationship.
Yeah, huh. It's silly. The idea that you can say, there will be no guns, and that's it. Because and I put up, these plastic signs, or the sign in the window, the sign in the door, that's just silly. And if you want to sit back, all you're doing is the people that aren't going to rob you, that aren't going to kill you, that aren't going to shoot you, you're keeping them from carrying a gun in there. They're also the ones that would probably defend you. Because in the instance of a rampage killer coming in on an armed citizen, average loss of life is 2.5. When there's no armed citizen and you're waiting on the cops, average loss of life is 18.
Right.
So, I mean, that's out there. That's completely out there altogether. And if I can find it, you knew it. Everybody you talk to knows it. If I know this, everybody could know this. It's not like I'm some super dimensional being that picks this stuff up by osmosis. It's out there. These are all stats. So, anybody getting out there pitching gun control my way, I'm just looking at them saying, I don't need to hear from them at all.
Well, do you ever research those stats on search engines? It's strange how they come up stacked strangely.
I just go to Crime Prevention Research Center and look at all John Lott stuff.
Sure.
We're about to run out of time. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast once a week and co-host the Polite Society podcast once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing is picked up at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. Some articles go to ammoland.com. That's where I write the Armed Citizen column once a week. Phil, thank you so much for letting me on.
Yes, sir. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I wouldn't have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is letting Americans know that stimulus checks are on the way. The New York Democrat says $1,400 checks for the majority of Americans will be here soon.
They'll be here in about 2 weeks, give or take a few days. So people won't have to wait months and months and months. It'll be right in their pockets.
The bill was passed in the Senate on Saturday, 50-49, with no Republicans voting for it. The House is expected to pass the legislation on Tuesday. The United States is recording its coldest February temperatures in more than 30 years. A report from NOAA shows last month saw the lowest February temperatures the nation had since 1980. This February ranked among the top 10 coldest Februaries recorded in Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. This is USA Radio News. Jury selection in Minneapolis is being postponed in the case against former police officer Derek Chauvin.
We have jurors, but I think realistically we're not going to get to any jury selection. We won't have an answer until at least tomorrow. So unless any of the parties object, I'm going to kick our jurors loose and start everything tomorrow with jury selection.
Judge Peter Cahill decided to put off the start of jury selection until at least tomorrow, while the question of whether to allow a third-degree murder charge against Chauvin is pending. People who are fully vaccinated against coronavirus can safely gather without masks or physical distancing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in new guidelines that relaxed safety measures for inoculated individuals. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky reiterating that those who are vaccinated should still wear masks in public and avoid crowds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Dateline Myanmar. Last week, 38 unarmed protesters shot and killed by the military. On Wednesday, as CNN declared, the country is now a war zone. Well, that's not exactly the proper way to characterize this. A war actually involves two sides shooting at each other. What's actually happening in Myanmar right now at the moment is a massacre because the civilians aren't shooting back. In fact, in Myanmar, they're not even allowed to possess a firearm. Oh, what does this sound like? On paper, Myanmar law recognizes the right to own a firearm, kind of like how New Jersey recognizes the right to carry a gun in self-defense. In practice, legal gun ownership in Myanmar and the ability to carry a firearm in New Jersey are restricted to a chosen few, with government officials doling out permission to just a handful of individuals. I'm sorry for this. As reporter Yaw Lin Toon of the website Frontier Myanmar reported in 2018, legal experts say the right of citizens to own firearms for self-defense has been eroded by successive governments over the past few years. Instead of making a decision based on whether a person needs a firearm for self-protection, they have instead handed out licenses as a privilege to their loyal followers, legal experts claim. There is a need to enact a new law or draft a policy which guarantees that citizens have the right of self-protection, said lawyer U Kin Za, adding that citizens would otherwise be unable to prevent themselves from becoming victims of serious crimes such as robbery, banditry, and kidnapping. After General Ne Win seized power in 1962, the ruling revolutionary council military government ordered the confiscation of all firearms owned by citizens. And it would hold on to them for well over a decade, and most would not be returned to their original owners, which I wonder why that would happen that way. After the transition from a military regime to the Burma Socialist Program Party government, the government implemented a new policy on firearms in 1977 that resulted in the repeal of three orders issued by the Democratic government in 1959 under the 1951 Act. Although the policy is the cause of many complications, legal experts say its intent was to ensure that confiscated licensed firearms were distributed among members of the BSPP and retired civil servants, including former members of the Tatmadaw, rather than returning them to their original owners. Lawyer Yu Yi Mint says that Myanmar firearms laws have generally given the authorities significant discretion in dispensing licenses, stating only that they should go to people of dignity and good character. Well, that sounds a lot like New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and California, doesn't it? The government has the discretion to determine who is of good character. And not surprisingly, the authorities have decided that the average citizen doesn't meet that standard. Yi Yint said that this is not a problem. It was not a problem during the post-independence democratic government, but subsequent military administrations gave priority for firearms ownership to high-profile military veterans and those with whom the juntas were closely associated. You know you're in bad straits when you live in a country that has multiple juntas. Yi Yint says none of these decisions meet the norms of democracy. He's also the chair of the Union Lawyers and Paralegals Association. He said the government and the parliaments need to decide what to do, whether to continue the procedure inherited from the military dictatorship or introduce legislation based on that used by the AFPFL, which is the Anti-Fascist People's Freedom League government. And this was the government that ruled from independence to 1958, when they then split into factions. So, with the military having overthrown the government in a coup, there's nothing that the country's parliament can do at the moment to ensure that citizens can own a firearm for self-defense. Shocker. I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there who would argue that it's better that the pro-democracy forces of Myanmar have been disarmed by the government's gun control laws. Because that would mean a civil war, wouldn't it? Well, what it would mean is that there's a choice between a civil war and slaughtering unarmed people. That's what it means, based on what I'm seeing. And I would be going with the option that allows people to fight back. All the other good options have already come off the table, and the question now is whether you think it's better that the military might be able to slaughter citizens with impunity, or if they should fear the prospect of people shooting back. Because outside help's not coming for the people of Myanmar. Nobody from the U.S. is going to descend on Mandalay to topple the coup. The Blue Helmets of the United Nations are not going to ride to Myanmar's rescue. At the most, they might try to impose economic sanctions on the military regime. But China will step in there. They'll flex their muscle and support the generals who've seized power, which makes the prospect of regime change via sanctions a non-starter. It's just not going to happen. And that's because China's been emboldened. China has been emboldened. All of you out there that fully believe that Trump was a Chinese puppet, you guys are idiots. You guys are idiots. The Chinese Charlie McCarthy is at the White House today. President Joe asterisk Biden. And right now, remember how protesters here in the United States should be allowed to express their rage, their emotion, their pent-upness, and all these other things about whatever it was that, you know, George Floyd, the guy who nobody knew, who held a gun to the stomach of a pregnant woman, and, you know, all these other things, his violent past and all this other stuff, who'd taken a fatal dose of fentanyl that particular day. Well, we're all grieving for his death. Never mind, what is it, the probably 100 young black men that die in Chicago monthly. Never mind them, guys. No, don't worry about them. All those protesters should be allowed to protest. And if you show up and try to defend yourself, well, that's racism and fascism and transphobism. Transgender—well, no, that's not transgenderism. It's a lot of isms and ists. You're all kinds of things. You're white supremacist. Is that white supremacism? I don't know. All these things. In the meantime, in Myanmar, the same people who are actually protesting a government, which Antifa's not protesting a government, they're protesting a system. They're not protesting the government. They're against everything. They're against democracy. They're against whatever the Democrats are practicing, which is not democracy. So, dozens of protesters have been murdered in Myanmar by the military forces in the past few days. And that's not going to slow down. Because there's no check there. There's no interruption to the pattern. There's no disruption to this. This country's not a war zone, contrary to CNN's claim. It's a killing field. These are fish in a barrel. Think of the cliche, they're in a shooting gallery. Pick whichever one you like. Whatever it is, that's what they are. That's what they are. And the problem is, this is a grim reminder of why our own right to keep and bear arms is so important as the last defense against totalitarian tyranny. And it makes me wonder why the Democrats are pushing for this so hard when they see what's happening in Myanmar. Because they know. They know what's happening in Myanmar. So, there's your problem. There's your problem. They see it. They don't care. They're doing it bold. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. With the Democrats in control of Congress and the White House, Americans can expect a series of progressive bills to be introduced. And in the budget reconciliation process, the bills can be passed in the U.S. Senate with a simple majority. And this is what happened with the $1.9 trillion monstrosity known as the COVID-19 relief bill. But fortunately, most legislation does not qualify for this designation and will require a 60-vote threshold in the U.S. Senate to pass. So with this requirement, and they are trying to put as much pressure as they can on Mr. Manchin, but he's not budging, it would seem the future looks bleak for the newly introduced Background Checks Expansion Act. This will be this gun control legislation will be subject to a Senate filibuster unless U.S. Senator Joe Manchin changes his mind. When asked about this, Manchin, whether he would change his position about supporting the filibuster, he was extremely clear in his response. He shouted, "Never, Jesus Christ! Why don't you understand? What don't you understand about never?" So as long as he defends the Senate filibuster, Second Amendment supporting Americans can feel assured about new gun control legislation passing in Congress. He does have a D behind his name, after all. Regrettably, they constantly change their minds, and Manchin is no exception. He promised to support the COVID-19 relief bill, only if it included input from Republicans. He vowed, "I want it to be bipartisan. If they think we're going to throw all caution to the wind and just shove it down people's throats, that's not going to happen." Well, that's what happened in both houses of Congress as the legislation was passed without the votes of any Republican members. And among the Democrats who voted for it was Senator Manchin. So with only Manchin preventing gun control legislation from passing Congress, Americans who support the Second Amendment might be a little worried. And with the possibility of new gun control legislation being enacted, we need to thoroughly examine the issue. Gun control advocates often talk about gun violence. which is the imprecise phrase they cleverly use to imply that they are concerned about crime. And sadly, they are not primarily interested in reducing violent crime. They are primarily concerned about crime. If they were concerned about that, their solutions would be addressing criminals, not the possession of firearms by law-abiding people. Democrats never offer a solution like a lengthy prison sentence. That would make it more difficult for criminals to obtain and use guns. They never advocate, for example, sentences of life in prison for criminals who continually use guns to commit violence. And in addition, gun control advocates do not seek incarceration with hard labor when a convicted felon is found to be illegally in possession of a gun. If you go and try to buy a gun and fail the background check for cause, there is no penalty for that. You just don't get to buy the gun. But you were trying to obtain a gun. It's a conspiracy to obtain a gun, but they don't do anything. Anyway, everything I'm talking about would reduce the number of criminals with guns terrorizing innocent people on the streets of our fair country. Tough penalties for criminals who illegally use guns would clearly make our violent cities safer. But these are not goals that are shared by gun control advocates. You're probably saying, why not? All Americans should share these goals, but many leftists who consider or constantly push gun control initiatives have other motives. These advocates prefer to focus on the so-called root causes of crime instead of the painful reality of using guns to steal, kill, or rape innocent victims. Gun control proponents focus on issues like poor schools, extreme poverty, and lack of economic opportunity. Surely there should be long-standing problems in many of our cities, but there's also another important factor. The criminal is individually responsible for illegally obtaining a weapon and using it to commit a felony. And see, that's where we lose the left, because in the left, they hate discussing issues like individual responsibility. The criminals are the victims of society. So thusly, criminals using guns are not really lawbreakers. In reality, they're victims crying out for help. They're victims of such evils as systemic racism, corporate greed, climate change, and improper allocation of resources, among other societal ills. So, since they are not primarily concerned with crime, what truly motivates them to push for this legislation? They will probably never admit it, maybe even to themselves, but it basically boils down to utter contempt. They hold a deep, abiding contempt for traditional American value and a true hatred for the people who hold these beliefs. Most of the country's gun owners who love the Second Amendment are the smelly Walmart people. These are the Americans whom Barack Obama identified who cling to guns or religion. The irredeemables that Hillary Clinton mocked. These are the God-fearing Americans who actually question policies that allow boys to compete with girls in wrestling and track events. Patriotic Americans in the eyes of the left are deeply contemptible. They must be made to conform. They need to be re-educated and shown the error of their ways. But it's difficult to re-educate people who are resistant to such attempts and actually fight back by protesting and engaging in political activity. And this is why the political left wants to disarm you. It is one of the terrifying and unspoken goals of the gun control movement. So, never, ever, 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 ever be fooled into thinking that gun control measures are being introduced to reduce crime. There is no correlation. The motives are much more sinister. The real goals are to force change on Americans who are not part of the totalitarian left. If these bills were truly about crime, gun control advocates would focus on criminals, but they never do. And that should be all you need to know about this issue. It's a very simple thing. They believe that we should submit. And therein lies the big problem for me. Because there's a lot of things about them Then I sit back and I say to myself, this looks a lot like fundamental Islamics. I'm not talking about your regular Muslim who just wants to come over here and get a job and works at Starbucks and he hangs out and they assimilate and become Americans. No problem with them. None whatsoever. But that's not fundamental Islam. Nor is it the Democrats. Democrats are wanting something else altogether. And they're not afraid to voice their, you know, deprogram us. I don't know. How are you going to do that? Interesting little proposition you have there. You haven't quite figured out how to tell me how you're going to do that, though. Have you? Deprogram us. Interesting stuff sometimes. Interesting stuff. As I sit around here and think about all the nonsense that goes on here, legislatively, all the laws that get, I mean, there's certain things that are already illegal to do. And, well, we'll just pass another law making it more illegal. It's like Dean Wormer and, you know, at Faber College and Animal House, double secret probation. Just make it up. Just, you know, make it up out of whole cloth. Politicians. I don't trust any of them anymore. Don't trust a single one of them. Not going to start anytime soon. We got hour number three inbound. We'll pick it up on the other side. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.